Suffering is a universal experience. It does not discriminate. We all encounter it. No one is immune. Even the rich cannot escape from its grasp. Yet our Lord Jesus prepared us for this in John 16:33. In the world you shall have distress. Yet how often do we think that we can find ourselves escaping from it? Maybe we live in such a way as to make sure that we don't rock the boat. Our idea of peace is rooted in worldly ideals. I won't bother you, you don't bother me. An almost apathetic approach to life can begin to develop, one that seeks the path of least resistance. When faced with an extraordinary amount of stress, however, one can find themselves buckling under the pressure and even compromising their own morals and faith so that they may escape suffering. It produces a kind of weakness within us. Others may flock to siding with one camp that is experiencing the least resistance. But we know Jesus said something about this in John 15:20. The servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. So if suffering is inescapable, what is there for us to do? First, we are reminded of the example of Jesus, who suffered for sins, ours, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that despite his magnanimous love, he was unjustly condemned and suffered, but did it for our salvation. Second, from the gospel today, we know that Jesus had promised to us the advocate, the Holy Spirit. He said that he would not leave us orphans, as we just heard in John 14. St. Paul said in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 14 to 18, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, 'Abba, Father,' it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Suffering has its purpose and can lead us closer to Jesus. And so, if suffering is unavoidable, why not choose then to suffer for the kingdom? Why do we find ourselves sticking with the wrong crowd, renouncing our faith, denouncing our belief in the kingship and the lordship of Jesus Christ? Why do we seek other things by which lead us astray from the God who loves us so? Why do we choose to compromise our identity as being a fellow heir with Christ? St. Peter said, "It is better to suffer for doing good, if it be the will of God, than for doing evil." 1 Peter 3:17. And sometimes we choose those things to avoid that discomfort, to avoid that suffering. It's not natural for us to run into a situation where pain and suffering are inflicted upon us. Some may even seek an alternate path away from God. But with any action, there will be suffering, whether that's immediate, after a while, or in the life to come. While it is inescapable, it is a reminder that we are not meant for this world. This world is not our home. And the overwhelming good news is that the sooner we embrace it out of love for Jesus, the more we will be united to his glory. While the suffering that is inflicted upon those who do not follow the commands of God, and it is meant to stir their conscience, sting their conscience, introduce humility, and give an opportunity to amend their lives, suffering aside from that, serves as a way to unite us more fully to the one whom we profess as King. How can our allegiance to him be true if there is no suffering that we endure out of love for him? Many of the saints we know demonstrated that with the offering of their very lives through martyrdom. How can our love be proven if not through suffering? Because of all that Jesus suffered, his love was tested, and his love proved to be true. Even as this life disappoints, God does not. For how can God the Father turn away his faithful daughter, his faithful son, who wants nothing more than to be united with Jesus? The more that we share in his sufferings, the more then that we demonstrate to our Heavenly Father of our desire to have nothing more than God alone. We all go through tough times. Wisdom invites us to endure unjust sufferings for the glory of God. As St. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:17, for this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. How easy it is for any of us to shy away from suffering, to just say to God, take this away from me, or worse, fall away from his grace and favor and seek an alternate path, when indeed this is the path of our Lord, this is the path of our Master, this is the path of Jesus. And if we are his followers, who are we not to follow him through that suffering? Because the suffering in which we endure, as I've shared again and again, will not be wasted, but will produce within us a great deal of glory.